Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Leadership Call. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. I'll be your host this evening, and I just want to first kick off the call by congratulating all of you on a successful month of January so far. We're just past the midpoint of the month, and really, I guess it's probably fair to say we're closing in on two-thirds of the month, because now we're into the 23rd here on Thursday evening, so I appreciate the work and effort that everyone has put into production, to groups opened, to small business sales, to Ladies of Justice business, and to recruiting especially. And that's what we're all here to talk about this evening, is building an international team of productive professionals. You know, I hope, and we've got the call loaded with people. I'm looking at the panel. And I would hope that if I open up the lines, which I'm not going to do because it gets so loud when I do that that nobody can hear anyway. But if I were to open up the lines and just ask everybody, do you want to have a team of productive professionals in all 50 states and coast to coast in the Canadian provinces and in our UK expansion? I would imagine that everybody would say, yes, absolutely. And, you know, all the hands go up when I ask that at live events. And of course, right, because, well, first of all, let's acknowledge you're kind of a self-selecting audience, right? I mean, this is our leadership call on Thursday evenings. It's designed to train and inspire and motivate all of us on how to build an international sales team. But when I was preparing for the call this evening, I was thinking that, you know, there's so many brand new people. I mean, there's just so many of us that are new. And, of course, I'm not new. I'm celebrating my 16th year as a Legal Shield Independent Associate in February. In February, it will be 16 years since I became an associate. So many of you on the call, you know, I recognize some of the names and numbers on the panel, became an associate today. And this is the beginning of your story. But I want you to know, 16 years in, I believe that I'm honestly at the beginning of my story as well. And I share that with great transparency to say I'm grateful for the time I've had and the season of preparation, and I'm grateful certainly for the success we've had, but I believe it's nothing in comparison to the success we're going to have going forward. But as I was preparing for tonight's call, this is what I want to get to the point, I was thinking to myself, you know, when Mark Riches first presented me with the idea that I could have a business that touches, you know, across the continent, and that people are in my own business, that people would be writing memberships, opening group accounts, enrolling employees, recruiting other associates, that would be happening every day in my business, and it would be happening in places where I'd never been, or places or with associates I hadn't yet even met yet. It was really hard for me to appreciate what that looked like, felt like, could be like. It was just so different than the life that I had been living thus far. And when he presented me with that idea, that concept, because obviously he had achieved that, you know, at the time, and what he was trying to do was inspire me to think bigger in my Legal Shield business. But I was really having a hard time with that, with the vision of that. And so when I was preparing for tonight's call, I was saying to myself, you know what? I'll bet there are people that would also enjoy a little clarity, okay? A little acknowledgement that maybe it's hard if you've never done it before. Maybe it's hard to picture an international team of producing professionals. And so I just wanted to slow down at the beginning of the call. And I wanted to talk to you about this in a way that if I do my job well this evening, that you will understand how it's possible for you, because if you're anything like me, you understood that other people had that success. You can flip through profiles of success and hundreds of pages in this giant book of people that have had great success with Legal Shield. But it's hard maybe to put your picture in your mind, to have that imagination that I talked about on Monday morning's call, to put your face in that book. And so that's what I wanted to prepare you for as I talk this evening, because looking backwards on it, the reason I am so confident that every single person on this call right now can build an international sales team, or if you have one, build it bigger than ever before, I'm so confident because I understand what goes into it. And so I'm gonna talk about that tonight. I do have one announcement at the top of the call, and I want to make sure that everybody is aware of this, because as we've continued to improve and develop the Success Team World back office, when you log into your Success Team World back office after the call this evening, you can log in now, but don't get distracted, you will see that right at the top of the screen, right below your toolbar, you have a call to action that says, check out the new Associate Access Area tutorial video. And I do want you to check it out. It's a 20-minute video. Mr. Mark Rich has produced this. It's a tour of our back office. And so for you, if you're new, for you, if you've been around for a while and you want to catch up on all the enhancements and improvements we've made to the back office, but for all of you, as you're building your team and you have brand new people getting started, this is a beautiful, concise, simple and well-communicated 20-minute video tour of the back office. So if you have the people in your team or you listening to this tonight, you go and watch this video after the call, no one in the team is going to say, well, I don't know where anything is. I don't know how to activate or use parts of my back office. It's all right there in that tutorial. So I'm so grateful for Mr. Mark Riches to do that for us. But it's important for me to make sure that you understand it's there, because it's not beneficial to anyone if we don't utilize it. And so it's kind of a call to action. There's a big headline and a link to it right there at the top. You won't miss it. I promise you that, right below your toolbar. So make sure you check that out after the call this evening. Make sure everybody on your team knows that that is for them to watch immediately so that they can learn their way around the back office. Okay, how to build an international producing team. So I've been trying to keep track of this because it's not a report that Legal Shield provides, so I've been trying to keep good track. We are on the precipice. That's a big word for me, but it's Thursday night and I'm going for it. We are on the precipice in my business, which is, you know, myself and Dr. Daniel Rousseau, my wife. We are on the precipice of being able to say that we've earned $1 million in override income from our sales team. So we are Millionaire Club members. In total, we've earned in excess of $1 million, but that counts the sales that we've put in, the memberships we've signed up, that counts the commissions that comes from that, from bonuses that we've earned from the team. But we are right about the point where I'm going to be able to say that we've earned $1 million just in override income from a sales team. Here's what that means, and I want to make sure you understand that I'm qualified to teach this tonight. Here's what that means. That means that across North America, people in our team didn't just join our team, but they got into production, because that override income is a result of memberships being put in, obviously, like people being signed up for Legal Shield and ID Shield, okay? What has that done for our family? I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, but just can you imagine what would happen if $1 million was run through your bank account in income for memberships that you didn't write, that were written by your sales team over a handful of years, 5 years, 10 years? You know, what would that do to your lifestyle? Would it change your cars? Would it change your home? Would it change your goals? Would it change your vision? It changed all of that for me. And it all started with Mark Rich's challenging me to think bigger about my business. And in thinking bigger and starting to imagine a business where I would be able to touch so many different marketplaces, the first thing was I understood that our membership was absolutely phenomenal. And I knew that because the membership was so phenomenal, that the opportunity was going to be easy for people to grasp. Now, I did not realize that I was going to have to speak to so many people to find people that not only saw the opportunity, grasped it, but were ready to take advantage of it right away. And, you know, we talk about that. I think we're pretty honest about that in our trainings about how to build a team. That's, you're going to work through and sort through a lot of people to find the people that are ready to get started and to find the leaders. But what I wanted to talk to you tonight about was, how do you get from recruiting to production? And really, how to get new people started right? Because we have such a robust opportunity that people join. And let me tell you a little bit about my story. I became a top recruiter in Legal Shield because I figured out, you know, you keep your pipeline full, just like you do in sales. So you have some people that you're talking to, showing them the opportunity, following up with them. I think a lot of folks that are not top recruiters, they struggle to, they don't, you know, they have three or four or five people that they're going, that they just keep going back to and seeing if they're ready to join. And I understand that because I did that at first, but when I became a top recruiter, it was because I started to have more people that I was exposing to the business. And I want you to write this in your notes tonight. Whoever exposes the most people is going to recruit the most people. Okay? And so that's what I learned from Mark Riches. And so I decided to increase my exposures. Now, we're talking about building a sales team on this call tonight, but that is true in all aspects of your Legal Shield business. If you want to open more group accounts, you need to expose more business owners, HR managers, benefit administrators to the fact that we even exist. They don't know we exist. And so when I say exposure tonight, I'm talking about exposure of the opportunity. But the discipline is the same. You want to open more groups, expose more decision makers. You want to open more group accounts, expose more decision makers, follow up with those decision makers, because the day you expose them, the day that they find out Legal Shield exists, might not be the perfect day for them to say, yeah, come on in, you know, come today and talk to me, come today and see my employees. That doesn't mean they don't want you there. And the same thing with recruiting. I talk to a lot of people that are excited about our opportunity, but the timing isn't perfect for them, and I follow up with them later. So number one, exposures increase recruiting. Whoever exposes the most will recruit the most. Now let me tell you my story. I became a top recruiter, but I didn't understand the rest of what I'm going to teach you tonight. So here's what happened. I started to accumulate a group of people, what I was calling my sales team, but they weren't producing anything. And again, in a room, I'd say, you know, raise your hand if you've ever recruited somebody and they didn't get into production right away, or they didn't get into production at all. And hands go up because people that have done some recruiting have felt that pain. And you say, why? Why didn't they get started? And sometimes it's really hard. You know, it's often said it's hard to see the picture when you're in the frame. And what we say is we say, you know, I got started fast. I saw it right away. I got started. Why didn't they? And I think it's very interesting how we'll apply a timeline to in our imaginations, in our minds, to say, you know, I sold my first membership 11 seconds after someone showed me the Legal Shield business. But it's not usually that way. Usually there's a process. You have to wrap your mind around it. You have to get trained and learn more about it before you write your first membership. And sometimes it's people do that in their first 24 hours. Sometimes it takes people a few days to get started. Sometimes it takes people a couple weeks to get started. That's okay. But I learned this. It's easier to recruit people than it is to get people started. And so once I got into the habit of keeping my pipeline full, exposing more people, then I became a top recruiter. The problem was Legal Shield doesn't pay you to recruit people. And they shouldn't pay you to recruit people, because we're in a business where production is what's valued. The only time anybody earns income is when a member is protected. When somebody signs up for the membership, you get a commission, and they keep that membership for months and years in the future. You get residuals. That's the way the business works. And so I don't think I'm breaking any headlines there by saying that's the way our business works. We're not paid to recruit people. We're paid an override on the production of that sales team that we recruit. So having a bunch of people not doing anything is not economically viable. And it's not good for them, right? The individuals I recruited that weren't in production were not feeling very good about their Legal Shield business because they weren't in production. They weren't earning income. They weren't getting those belief checks that come from writing a membership and having Legal Shield deposit those dollars into your bank account within 24 to 48 hours, and I wanted them to experience that, and so I was frustrated. Maybe some of you have been frustrated around that in the past. So I'm going to give you some notes to take about exactly, and this is not hypothesis, this is exactly what I did to change my business after I became a top recruiter, so that more of the people I recruited would get into production, okay? So let me just go back one step, because I know a lot of people on here want to be top recruiters. And to be a top recruiter, here's the formula for being a top recruiter. Whoever exposes the most people will recruit the most people. So here's what you don't want to do, and I talked about this a little bit. You don't want to have two people on your list that you think are going to be perfect to join the business, whether that's two insurance agents, two real estate agents, two brokers that have a bunch of employee benefits accounts that you could partner up with, two individual sales professionals, two people maybe like me that have never been in a professional selling of any way before, but are entrepreneurial and need a new secondary income or need a new place to call home. You need more people on in that pipeline, and then exposing those people will result in recruits. But then, let's get to the meat of this. What happens when you recruit new people? Because what you do with somebody after you recruit them and what you do with somebody in those days after they've made the decision to join says a lot to them about your leadership. And what you want to have happen in your business is this magic word called duplication. And so if you are professional in your business, professionalism will duplicate throughout your organization. If you are amateur, that will also duplicate. If you make commitments and keep commitments, if you call people when you say you're going to call them, if you return their calls in a timely manner, if they email you, you get back to them. If you do that, that will duplicate. If you don't take people's calls because you're not sure how to help them, if you are casual about your schedule, that will duplicate in your organization as well. And an organization of people that you build, this professional team across North America, will be a reflection of you. Whether you like that or not, that's exactly how it works, because the speed of the leader determines the speed of the pack, and the law of duplication says everything we do duplicates, the good and the bad. So what are the things that we can do to get somebody started right? And I'm just going to say to you this. Imagine that in this case, the individual we're talking about for today's training just completed our Success Team First Step training. They loved what they saw. They loved what they learned. They decided to get started. They became an associate and became a member. Some of you right now, this happened for you today or in the last 24 to 48 hours. You understand this experience because you were just on that end of the experience. That is pretty typical because once people complete the training, they see the entirety of our opportunity, they're excited about it, and they want to get involved. So why, with all that excitement and enthusiasm about this new business, do some people not get started? And what can we do to increase the likelihood that those new people get started? Well, point number one was in my introduction of this example that we're using, when I said they become an associate and become a member. Sometimes, and it doesn't happen very often, but every once in a while, somebody that I'm recruiting will say to me, do I have to get the Legal Shield membership? And I'm always fascinated by that question because when I got started in this business, I had been a Legal Shield member for a decade. And I remember feeling very frustrated that I had not seen the opportunity at any point earlier than that. I mean, I had told people, some of you know my story, I had told people about the membership. I just wasn't involved in the business. I told people because it's the right thing to do. I told people because why wouldn't you tell people? And so by the time I joined, my mom, my grandparents, friends, coworkers, those people, a lot of folks were already members because I had referred them to Legal Shield because I loved my Legal Shield membership. I couldn't imagine my life without my membership, and I couldn't imagine not bringing it up. I mean, I'm not saying that I was like booking presentations because I wasn't doing that, but it would come up. I would use my plan. It would be in the front of my mind. I would be excited about it, and so I would tell other people about it, and they would say, how do I get that? And I would give them the number to Legal Shield's corporate office and say, hey, call this number. Someone will help you. And nobody ever came back to me and said, oh, I wish you hadn't told me about that. They were always happy. They were always grateful. They always had their own stories about why they were happy about it and how Legal Shield helped them. So excuse me, when I decided to get started as an associate, I had this radiating belief in the membership. And I understand that most people are not going to join our sales team with 10 years of experience being a customer. But I don't understand when somebody would want to join our sales team. And again, this is very infrequent. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I can't understand why somebody would join our sales team and not want the service, why they would want to market the service that they're not going to own and protect their own family with. And I know this. I've never had anybody come to me, get into this business, get involved in it, that didn't love their membership and believe in their membership that ever had any success with Legal Shield. So tip number one is your new associates have to become a member. And the reason to become a member is not for vesting. I know that becoming a Legal Shield member and owning a membership does, in fact, vest you for life for your renewals. That's true. But that, to me, is the absolute worst reason in the world to sign up for a membership. You sign up for a membership to use your membership. And that's kind of my second point. So my first point is the members of your team have to own the membership. If they become an associate and they don't become a member, they're not really on your team. And you have not really recruited them onto your team. They may show up in a rapport as part of your team, but trust me, they do not understand what we do, and they don't believe in the mission of equal access to justice. So that's point number one. They've got to become a member. Number two, they become a member to use the membership. So make sure that when you recruit a new person and you get them their membership, that they download the mobile apps to their phone, the Legal Shield and the ID Shield mobile apps. And don't just say it in an email. Don't just say it offhand, like, hey, make sure you download the mobile apps. I'm talking about make sure that your new associate has the Legal Shield and ID Shield mobile apps on their mobile phone. If they have a spouse, if they have children that have mobiles that are old enough to have phones, you want to verify. You want to have that conversation. Does everybody have this on their phone? Is everybody logged in? Do they have their username and password in it so that they're actually logged into their account so that when you touch that red button 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in an emergency, you touch that button and an attorney's on the other end of the phone. When you get a ticket, you touch that button and you can take a picture of the ticket. It goes to the law firm. When you have a legal question, you just touch a button and it calls your law firm and you're on the phone with your law firm. And that is my third point. So my first point is become a member. My second point is download the mobile apps. Make sure they have it on their phone. And my third point is they need to use the legal plan. I believe that using the legal plan for the first time is part of your training. If you're brand new and you're hearing this for the first time, I am so glad you're on this call. If you just got started in our business or you've been in for any length of time at all, if you haven't used your plan, even if you own a plan, if you have not talked to your law firm yet, that is your homework for tomorrow. I want you to call your law firm. I want you to ask them a legal question. Maybe it could be about anything. I mean, any legal question, and if you're challenged for what to come up with, just consult the 101 Reasons form. It's the top 101 reasons you could use an attorney. It will help you. It'll jog your memory for some things that you might want to ask about. Maybe it's something about estate planning. Maybe it's something about marriage or divorce or adoption or name change. Maybe it's something about your neighbor's fence or garbage cans. Maybe it's something about anything. Maybe it's a contract that you're about to sign. Maybe it's an apartment you're about to rent. Maybe it's a house that you are thinking about putting on short-term rental sites. Whatever it is, use your legal plan and try to get that done as soon as possible. We want you to know what it feels like to call into the law firm and have an expert lawyer in that area of law call you back within 4 business hours. We want you to know what it's like to get your will done by filling out a simple will questionnaire on your phone, on the app, and then having your law firm prepare your will with the living will, durable power of attorney, everything you need in your state, and then you get this real will back from your attorneys, and now you have your will or you have an updated will. We want you to know what that feels like, because what we do at Legal Shield, what's so unique about this, maybe you've wondered, why can't Legal Shield just run a Super Bowl ad? And then everybody will just call a phone number or go to a website and join Legal Shield. Well, if they could do that, they would do that, and they would not need any of us. But the reason they need us, the reason we have this incredible direct sales opportunity and model, is because what happens is we love our membership, and then we express and tell our stories about how we've used our membership to save ourselves time and money, heartaches and headaches. And those highly relatable human stories, those word-of-mouth connections, means so much more in the mind of the person that you're sharing it with than a commercial ever could. And all of a sudden, people start to understand that Legal Shield is not about protecting yourself because you do bad things or that you live a high-risk life. Legal Shield is about having access to justice, having consultation, having the ability to have attorneys available to you all the time without paying hundreds of dollars per hour, but by being a member of a community of people that have legal access. Not only is it affordable, but it's convenient through the mobile app. That is what we are expressing to other people. And here's what I see happen. New people get really frustrated sometimes that they don't get sales, that what they thought were going to be their easy sales, like, you know, a friend or a family member, warm market sales, those first few. They get really frustrated. They say, you know, I was sure my friend Joe was going to buy a membership. I was sure that my coworker would buy a membership. I was just so sure, you know, because of this, that, and whatever the reasons are. And here's what happens. Our associate, the person that was so sure and is now so disappointed, has never used their membership. And so they don't have that transfer of belief to radiate across to the person that they want to sit down with and do a presentation for. And I want you to imagine, you've probably heard me do this training before that I call the Four Bridges. And the first bridge is the membership. And this idea of you traveling the bridge from hope, from the hope side of the bridge, to the belief side of the bridge. Hope meaning, man, I hope it's good. I saw all these videos in the training. I've heard all these other people say they love their membership. I hope that it really works. But when you use your membership, you can cross that bridge from hope to belief. And that is so important because, understand this, because when you sit down with a prospect, when you sit down with somebody to do a presentation, that prospect is at the hope side of the bridge. And they don't need to borrow your hope. You don't. It never works if you're on the hope side of the bridge doing a presentation and your prospect is on the hope side of the bridge. You have to be on the belief side of the bridge doing the presentation with somebody who's on the hope side of the bridge, because they can borrow your belief. They can feel your conviction. They can imagine how they could also use the Legal Shield membership for things that are trivial and traumatic, for things that are big and small. And remember, they haven't been through the training you've been through. They haven't been on the calls you've been on. But the presentation, along with your conviction and your personal stories, and the simpler the story, the better. You know, it doesn't have to be a story about car accidents and catastrophes. Stories about dry cleaners ruining a shirt or someone treating you unfairly or getting your will done is what makes the average person who signs up understand the value of the Legal Shield membership. So I spent a lot of time on that because it's so critical. You've got to use your legal plan. It is the North Star. The legal plan that we have, and when I say the legal plan, I mean both with ID Shield. Legal Shield and ID Shield, what we traditionally market for $49.90 to a family, that is our North Star. The reason we have a $2 billion company, the reason we have all of this growth and success, the reason we have what we have today as an opportunity is because we have a service at the heart of our business that works, that people love and they keep forever. That's what we have happening. So we're not here on the call tonight trying to have a meeting about figuring out how to get people to sign up for Legal Shield memberships, because people are signing up by the hundreds and some days the thousands to buy a Legal Shield membership. No, we have to just make sure that people are joining that are joining the membership, that are buying memberships and joining as a subscriber, are joining in your organization to your associates. And it starts with your new associate understanding the power of the membership that they now own. Next. So once I know that I've got someone who has access to their membership, has the mobile apps on their phone, and has used their membership, I focus on getting them Fast Start qualified. And I think too often our newest people try to skip what I just talked about because they want a shortcut to getting started and getting their first commission check. And you know what happens when they seek out a shortcut? They end up not getting into production, because the system is the shortcut. Getting your membership, downloading the apps onto your phone, that takes minutes. Using your law firm for advice, that takes a few hours. Or you can procrastinate and put it off and see if I'm right and try to prove me wrong, and then you can be where so many people end up, which is frustrated. And you can have that duplicate through your team, frustration. People joining because it's an incredible opportunity, advanced commissions, own your residual book of business, the bonuses. I mean, there's a six-figure business solutions bonus in 2020. You can earn over $100,000 just from one bonus program this year. okay, we have an incredible opportunity. We don't have to oversell the opportunity. But too often people are missing the shortcut, which is use your membership. Build your belief in your membership and let everything else fall into place. And then after I know someone has their membership, I focus them in on getting Fast Start qualified. And getting Fast Start qualified could not be easier. I just love how Legal Shield makes things easier and easier to understand. How do you get Fast Start qualified? Well, it's pretty simple. And Legal Shield gives you two choices. You can write $180 worth of business. And the dollars are easy to figure out. Again, our typical membership we market is a $49.90 plan. That's the Legal Shield and ID Shield combined for a family. So if you wrote one of those, that's $49.90. If and you know, $50 basically, right? Because they round up. If you wrote two, that's $100. If you write three, that's $150. If you write four, that's $200. So you can say, well, if I just write those, the most common plan, I could write four of those, and I'll have $200 in premium, and I only need $180. And that's great news because now you're Fast Start qualified. Or you can write half as much business, $90, and recruit one associate onto your team. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm just getting started. I'm not going to recruit anybody yet. I want to figure this out. I always tell my new people, just be open to it. Be open, because you're going to be surprised when you believe in your membership and you've used your membership and you love your membership and you sit down and do a presentation for somebody and they can feel your belief in your membership, you're going to be surprised at how often they are the ones to bring up the opportunity. They're the ones to ask you, well, how did you get started? Well, how do people get involved in this? Well, how could I market this too? So I always tell people, just be open to it. But also, focus on it. I think there's nothing wrong with focusing on it, because right now, people need more income. They don't need more jobs. And some people need a new career, and you can earn a six-figure, multiple six-figure income, building a Legal Shield business and make it your career. Or you can get started part-time, spare time, and make it an additional income stream. I remember when I got started, those first small commissions, and sometimes it was, you know, $30, $60, $90, but those were the difference. Those were car payments and insurance payments. Those were catching up on credit cards that I was behind on. Those meant a tremendous difference to me 16 years ago. And I loved that additional income without having to go and get an additional job, because quite frankly, at the time, I had a full-time job and a part-time job, and I did not have any more time to sell to employers. I was exhausted, and I needed a new plan. And this allowed me to wake up every morning feeling like I was building towards a new future. And it allowed me to actually build towards that new future. And because we got paid daily, Monday through Friday, I had for the first time in my life cash flow. Because instead of getting paid every 2 weeks and being broke the second I got paid when I paid all my bills, I was now able to cash flow from a new business. It was an additional stream of income, and it came in all the time. And that I was grateful for as well. So all I'm saying there is, be generous. Somebody shared this opportunity with you. Don't assume that everybody else is not interested in the opportunity, because you would be very surprised. Because if the membership makes sense to people, then the opportunity makes sense to people. If the membership makes sense to people, if they see that you're excited about it and they could see themselves using it and getting value from it, then the opportunity will make sense to those people. And we can talk more about that another time, but I just want to make sure you understand. Focus on Fast Start. Get your $90 in one recruit, or get $180 in. Legal Shield gives you 20 days to do it. You know, most people do it in 48 hours. But the problem is they wait until it's the last 48 hours. So don't do that. Just get it done. Go out there, make some practice presentations. Use the Warm Market module. There's great training in the Warm Market section to teach you how to set a presentation appointment, do some practice presentations. And they're real practice presentations. We call them practice for a reason. Because your friends and neighbors and coworkers and family members, they will help you practice, and they will be gentle and generous with you while you're feeling around and trying to get comfortable doing this. And some of them, just through that practice experience, just from you practicing the presentation on them, well, they all get exposed to the membership because you're doing the presentation, and some of them are going to sign up. Not all of them, maybe not the first one, but some of them are going to sign up for memberships. It should be enough for you to get Fast Start qualified. especially if you have your own personal story. And I want to remind everybody that on Tuesday evenings, we started this right off the bat in January. We're going to continue doing this Tuesday evenings, the same number you dialed in this evening, at 7 p.m. Central on Tuesdays, same phone number. We have it launching your Legal Shield business call. So if you're in your first 20 days of getting Fast Start qualified, this call is for you. It's myself, Mike Riches, $200,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Mark Riches, the founder of the Success Team, $700,000 ring earner, Platinum World Council member, has earned millions and millions of dollars in this business, and testimonials from some of our newest Fast Start qualifiers and also some veteran Fast Start qualifiers talking about when they got started. So it's a great call. It's designed exactly for people that are in their first 20 days. Make sure that you're plugged into that call and be on the call with your team. Don't just send them. That's another tip for you. Don't send your team to these experiences. Be there with them. Text them and remind them. Text them during the call. Little thumbs up. A lot of folks get those from me during a call because I want them to know how excited I am about the things I'm hearing on the call. Even 16 years later, even $1 million later, I'm so excited about everything that I hear on these calls because I understand that the opportunity just keeps getting bigger and better and more open to so many more people in new markets and new countries. And I just lay awake at night thinking about what we have, and I want my team to feel that as well. Next, when you get people Fast Start qualified, remember there's a $300 bonus that they're going to earn. They're going to get promoted from associate to senior associate, which doubles their compensation, moves them from $60 on a $49.90 to $120 per plan. Now we're talking about some money that can really start to make a difference. And a $300 bonus is money that can make a difference. And also, you as the sponsor get a matching $300 bonus. So Legal Shield's paying out $600 in bonuses on that activity, $300 to you and $300 to the new associate. Make sure that you're taking that seriously because Legal Shield is taking it seriously. They're putting out incredible dollars on the table to get us to focus on Fast Start qualifying. So let's focus on that and get that done. Now, next thing, to build out this impressive team like I have, Millionaire Club members, six-figure annual earners, you have to have a focus also on life after Fast Start. This is where you as a leader have to know where your team is. So you have people that are focused on getting Fast Start qualified, whether they take 2 days or 20 days to do it, you have to have a plan for what comes after Fast Start qualification. And you also have to have a plan in the back of your mind to know that sometimes people miss Fast Start qualification. As a team, we have the best percentage of Fast Start qualification in the company. We win the awards every year, but here's the reality. The percentage is not 100%. So there's going to be people that miss it. They're going to miss it because they didn't prioritize getting their business started quickly. They're going to miss it because they didn't follow the instructions to use their memberships. They're not as inspired as other people are. But forget about the why for a second. Just accept that some people are going to miss Fast Start qualification. You as a leader have to make sure that if they complete it, that they don't that we appropriately celebrate that, we acknowledge it, we shine a light on it, that we focus on the next thing that we're going to do, and if they miss it, we acknowledge it appropriately, and we move on from it. Because it's not the end. It's not a 20-day business. So we want everybody to get Fast Start qualified, and if you do, great, but there's life after those 20 days, whether you do or whether you do not. And so what's the plan for after that? Well, number one, by getting Fast Start qualified, they should have also Performance Club qualified for the month. And that is, again, that's simply 90 points gets you in Performance Club. What's a point? A point is a dollar of premium. So if you write $90 in premium, then you have 90 points for Performance Club. Well, like we talked about, getting Fast Start qualified is $90 and one associate, so that would give you 90 points. And if you went the other route and wrote $180 in premium to get Fast Start qualified, you'd have 180 points in Performance Club. Fast Start qualification is one time. Performance Club is forever. And Performance Club is the way you measure consistency in your business. I look at my business and I say, how many people are in Performance Club and how can I grow that number? Because I have people, some people write hundreds of memberships in a month. And I'm grateful for that and I love that and I love how they open all these group accounts and protect all these employees as an individual writing a lot of business. But I love that as much as I love an individual that just did the $90 in premium to be in Performance Club as well, because everybody in Performance Club is a victory for the team. And the team knows that the expectation is that we are in Performance Club because that's the minimum on a monthly basis. So that's a big part of life after FastStart, making sure people know what Performance Club is. And again, the great thing is if they get FastStart qualified, they're going to be Performance Club qualified probably automatically. It could maybe not work out that way depending on how the month is structured and when their 20 days are, but probably, okay? So probably they're going to be Performance Club qualified as well. And the great thing about Performance Club qualification is that Legal Shield pays a bonus to every member of your team every month that they're Performance Club qualified. And it grows. So the more months that they're Performance Club qualified, the more they get every month, which is a positive feedback loop to keep people in production. It also qualifies them for the winter and summer incentive trip every year, because it's called the Performance Club trip because Performance Club is the minimum qualifier. So there's some other qualifiers depending on the trip. They're always slightly different, but the minimum is always be Performance Club qualified. So you want to build that routine into your team so that they're going on all of the trips. And right now we're in an incentive period for an all-exclusive trip, all-inclusive and exclusive, but an all-inclusive trip to the Hard Rock Riviera Maya. It's for you and a guest. It's 5 days and four nights. I think I don't have it in front of me. I've been on so many of these trips. They're just, excuse me, unbelievable. I've been to Cancun, Moon Palace, Atlantis in the Bahamas, Cabo San Lucas we did this past summer, Jamaica. I've been to Iceland, Vegas, Universal Studios where they shut it down for us. We just got back from Disney World. I mean, all of these trips where Legal Shield pays the bills and pays for the flights and pays for the hotels, and you guys hear me talk about this all the time. Walk in the beaches of the world and Legal Shield pays for it. You want your team there with you. And maybe you haven't prioritized this yourself because you're not qualifying for the trips. And see, that's where it comes back to the leader determines what the business looks like. If you're qualifying for the trips, more people from your team will be qualifying because everything duplicates. It begins and ends with the team leader. So remember, win every trip. And I just want to mention this, because I talked about it on Tuesday night on the Launching Your Legal Shield Business call. We are in a second chance period for a trip to Maya Riviera, the Hard Rock, so that three more people can join us in Mexico for this. It's going to be phenomenal. You're going to win the trip, all expenses paid, round trip for two. It's an all-inclusive resort, the Hard Rock. It's so much fun. We were at the Hard Rock in Cabo. It was an absolute blast. It was just so cool with all of the way that they decorate and embellish the Hard Rocks. And this will be just the same. Includes a $500 resort credit. I mean, we had so much resort credit in Cabo, we couldn't spend it all. We were trying to find ways to spend resort credits. So this is the same thing here, $500 resort credit for golf and massages and all this other stuff, plus everything else is all-inclusive, your meals, your drinks, everything. They're going to pay for your round-trip airfare for two. They give you some incidentals money. We always get debit cards to cover any luggage expenses or whatever, if we tip anybody or whatever. It's just so much fun. Excuse me. And all you have to do to get your name in the drawing is write $90 worth of premium before the end of January and recruit two associates, and your name's in the drawing. And people win these drawings. Jeremy Jordan, a very good friend of mine, when he was brand new, and he couldn't have qualified because he was brand new, same situation everybody would be in right now, he won the trip to Moon Palace, and he came with us to Moon Palace, and it was so exciting, and I have so many great pictures of us there together, and I love that he won that in that first few months when he first got started, because there wasn't enough time for him to qualify for it. So three of you listening to this tonight can have your name picked. All you have to do is write $90 in business and recruit two associates before the end of the month. And if you have any questions about that, there's a flyer in lsengage.com under resources. So win every trip. Write that in your list. You as the team leader start qualifying for every trip, every performance club dollar. And I didn't even mention, you as the team leader get a matching bonus on every performance club qualifying in your team during their first 2 years that they're performance club qualifying. So when they're in their first 2 years as an associate, while they're establishing those good habits and you're helping them establish those good habits, Legal Shield recognizes your influence as a leader and pays you a bonus for every member of your organization that's getting performance club qualified while they're in their first 2 years as a new associate. So take those dollars, take advantage of that as well. Win every trip. And then last, get your team in front of the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is Dallas in the spring. So every spring, we have an international convention. Last year it was in Dallas as well at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center, which is a beautiful facility. It was so much fun, and we are going to have that again coming up April 2nd through the 5th, K. Bailey Hutchinson in Dallas. It's easy to get to Dallas from everywhere. There's lots of hotels and Airbnbs. The event itself is going to be phenomenal with our headline speaker, Dr. Eric Thomas. On top of that, all of the top income earners, the top builders, the people who've had the most success in Legal Shield are going to be speaking on that main stage. Brian Carruthers, Darnell Self, our CEO, Jeff Bell, and on and on and on. You'll hear from the executive team. You'll hear from our finance folks. You'll hear from everybody. You'll hear from attorneys general. When we were in Salt Lake City a few months ago, the Utah Attorney General spoke on the stage, told us to keep doing what we're doing, do more of it, do it faster. You want to be there when those experiences are happening, and you want your team to be there with you. I'm here today because 16 years ago I went to my first convention. I truly believe that because it gave me the bigger picture of what was possible with a Legal Shield business. And I want that for you as a team leader, and I want that for everybody in your organization across North America to experience that as well. So get registered for Dallas. You can do that simply by logging into your back office on Success Team World and click on the calendar icon, and it'll take you right to the registration page to get your Dallas convention tickets and make sure that the members of your team are getting registered as well and that they understand the power and the importance of being in Dallas with us. Folks, I am just flat out of time, but let me just recap this, okay, and I'll be brief. It's not enough to recruit somebody because what we need is people in production. Everybody, I get these questions constantly from folks. They say, I've got this real estate agent. He'd be perfect for my Legal Shield team. What should I say to him? I've got this insurance agent. He'd be perfect for my Legal Shield team. What should I say to him? I've got this broker, and he has hundreds of group clients, companies in the local market. He can get me in front of all of them. He'd be a great addition to my Legal Shield team. What should I say to him? And whatever the scenario is, the thing is the same. Get that man, get that woman, get those people a membership. Let them experience how incredible it is to own this service, and then they'll see for themselves how it's so beneficial to be involved in the business with us. We don't have to oversell our services, and we certainly don't have to oversell our opportunity. But we do have to get busy exposing people appropriately, properly, and making sure we stay organized while we're doing it. Folks, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Our next opportunity to come together live is going to be this coming Monday morning when Mr. Mike Riches hosts our Business Solutions Support Call at 9 a.m. Central Time on the same number you dialed in this evening, which is 605-313-5164, and the PIN number is 655-673-pound. That's it for me tonight. Thank you all so much. Get busy. Have a great weekend showing people this incredible service and opportunity, and we'll join you again on Monday morning to celebrate your success after the weekend. Thank you so much. Good night.